Chapter 11, Plans and Secrets. It was amazing how much talking was necessary to plan a name day party. As soon as the little girls were awake in the morning, they began to chatter so that Aunt Martha came to the foot of the stairs and told them she thought there were a flock of magpies in the attic. "Get up, magpies," she said. "It's almost time to go to the school." The children scrambled into their clothes, talking all the while, and hurried down to breakfast. "You know what I think," said Elsa. "I think we should keep the party a secret from Wanda. It seems to me a welcome party ought to be a surprise. Don't you think so, Aunt Martha?" "Yes, I think you're right," said Aunt Martha. "But that means you can't talk about it at all today because she'll be with you. And that's just as well because you want to keep your minds on helping the school children. And besides, you mustn't plan too much before you are sure Grandma is willing for Nancy to have this Wanda Day party." The little girls weren't worried about Grandma. "She'll love it," said Sigrid. "She'll help us make it a 9 times nicer name day. But we won't say a word about it to Wanda. Oh, won't it be exciting to surprise her?" "Here she comes," called Aunt Martha. "Good morning, Wanda. Don't you look nice and fresh in your pretty plaid dress? You'd better start now, girls. Tell Miss Lane that I'll be along about 10 o'clock with a little lunch for you all." It was a lovely, sunny morning. "What is so rare as a day in June? Then, if ever, come perfect days," said Elsa. "That's out of a poem the 7th grade is learning. I heard some of the kids saying it. And this is a perfect day. Daisies and buttercups and wild roses, and all of us having a holiday. Let's run." The Carlson girls knew Miss Lane and some of the children, but it wouldn't have mattered if they hadn't known any of them. Sigrid, Elsa, and Helga all had the happy gift of making friends instantly and were at home anywhere. They introduced Wanda, and soon all the children were busy. The big boys were putting up nails and hooks to hold the daisy chains that were to be hung from each corner of the room to the other, diagonally opposite. Where these two chains crossed, there was to be a star made of buttercups, like a star in the sky, over the heads of the people who came to the exercises. Miss Lane had cut out a cardboard star and made many small holes in it so that the buttercups could be stuck in to cover it entirely. Across the back wall of the stage, the boys had stretched a piece of chicken yard wire, and the bigger girls were now putting green branches into the holes in the wire with bunches of daisies here and there among the leaves. The Carlson girls and Nancy and Wanda sat out on the lawn with one group of school children and made daisy chains as fast as they could. They could hear the brook that ran back of the schoolhouse and the faint sound of cowbells in the distance. The smell of new-mown hay was so sweet that they had to take long breaths of it every now and then. "What a wonderful place to go to school," said Nancy. "Every day isn't as exciting as this," said one of her new friends. "It's good you all came to help. We can make the room even prettier than we could have if we'd had to do it all alone." By the time Aunt Martha came with a basket of fresh gingerbread squares, the room had already begun to look like a bower of daisies. By noon, when the children went home, Nancy thought she had never seen such a beautiful place. There were festoons of daisies over the windows and the doors. There were bouquets of daisies on Miss Lane's desk and on the organ. There were stone crocks with daisies and green branches in them on the stage, where the children were to sing and to speak their pieces. The chicken yard wire didn't show at all now. It seemed to be a green wall with daisies growing out of it. The daisy chains had been hung from corner to corner under the ceiling, but the buttercup star was to be kept in a cool place until the last minute, so that it would look fresh and beautiful in the evening. "I never saw such a lovely room," said Sigrid. "It is lovely, isn't it?" said Miss Lane. "Thank you all for coming to help." "We loved it," said Sigrid. "Although we didn't know you very well before," said one of the schoolgirls, "now it seems as if we are all friends." "We are," said Elsa. "With daisy chains, we are bound together in eternal friendship. We'll see you all tonight." Wanda had been invited to stay to dinner at Aunt Martha's, so there could be no talk of the name day party. But there were plenty of other things to talk about, and the afternoon seemed short. The children had all brought their best white dresses, and after an early supper they got ready for the evening. "You look like a bunch of daisies yourselves," said Uncle Sven. "Why don't you put a few daisies in your hair?" suggested Aunt Martha. The children were delighted and hurried to do so. Uncle Sven put a daisy in his buttonhole, and Aunt Martha tucked a few in her belt. Together, they all walked to the school. The buttercup star was now in its place and shone with beauty against the white daisies. The girls were surprised and pleased to find that the school children had reserved a whole front row for their willing helpers. It was fun to be there and to hear the singing and the recitations. It was fun to be part of the excitement that followed when everyone talked and laughed and drank lemonade and ate homemade cake. It was sad to say goodbye to the daisy-bowered schoolroom, but it was wonderful to walk home in the starlight. Helga was rather tired, so she walked between Uncle Sven and Aunt Martha, holding a hand of each. Sigrid and Wanda, who had found that they had many interests in common, walked ahead, talking all the way. Elsa and Nancy came last, their arms around each other. Now Nancy told Elsa about the poetry book and said the verse about the daisies. "It's beautiful," said Elsa, "perfectly beautiful. We'll read the whole book this summer. How wonderful that you thought of looking in the box again." They didn't say much more. It was good to walk quietly in the starlight, just being friends. Early in the morning, Aunt Martha took the girls to town, and after the Carlsons had been left at their house, she turned "Whoa, Emma" toward Grandma's. "I can hardly wait to tell Grandma about Wanda Day," said Nancy. "Don't you think it would be better if I told her?" said Aunt Martha. "You do get so excited and mixed up about it." "All right," said Nancy, "but you'll tell her first thing, won't you, please?"
"I will."
When Grandma had heard the whole story, she said that, of course, Nancy Wanda should have a 9 times nicer name day. Nancy was so excited she couldn't stop talking long enough to let Grandma and Aunt Martha have their visit. "You are getting yourself all worn out," said Grandma at last. "I think you'd better take Teddy and go upstairs and have a little nap. One of the first things you'll have to decide is who is to be invited to this party. Would you like to have the girls in Sigrid and Elsa's Sunday school class? They could come some Saturday afternoon. Or maybe there's somebody else you'd like to invite. You lie still and think about that until you fall asleep." Nancy took Teddy and went upstairs. He curled up in the crook of her arm on the bed, and she lay patting him gently. Then suddenly and surprisingly, she felt frightened. She didn't really know the girls in the class with Sigrid and Elsa, and she did not have their gift of getting acquainted easily. A name day party had always sounded like so much fun, with the house all decorated and Grandma playing the piano and a crown and a cake and everybody in Swedish costume. But what if the girls didn't like it, and she couldn't think of anything to say? And she didn't have any Swedish costume. She was sure all the others did. She would be the only one without one. Teddy snuggled closer into her arms, and she patted him again, but she was close to tears. Yesterday and this morning, a Wanda Day had seemed the most wonderful thing in the world. She looked around the room that she had grown to love so much. The yellow roses seemed gayer than ever. Grandma had put a small bunch of lavender heliotrope on the table to welcome her home. Several morning glories that had not yet closed for the day peeped in at her window. Charlotte sat in her small rocking chair, and Nancy now saw that Grandma had washed and ironed her little forget-me-not sprig dress so that it looked as if it were new. Suddenly there was a noise on the stairs, and Oscar came bounding up, licked Nancy's face in welcome, and then settled down on the bed with her and Teddy. Everybody was so good to her. It was, as Grandpa had said when she first came, like having a whole new family to love her. After she had made so much fuss about a name day, she couldn't tell them now that she was afraid. And in the next minute, she wasn't afraid at all. She knew exactly the kind of name day party she wanted. She knew what people she wanted to invite. A 9 times nicer name day, it certainly would be. Lying there thinking about it, she fell asleep. She didn't wake up until Grandpa and Carl the 12th came home to dinner. Oscar had gone, and Teddy was standing up, giving himself a good stretch. She could hear Grandma telling Grandpa something in the kitchen, about the Wanda Day, probably. She got out of bed quickly, brushed her hair, and ran downstairs. "Here's my girl home again," said Grandpa, picking her up and kissing her. "Great things have been happening, I understand, and we'll have to call you Nancy Wanda now." "Oh, yes, Grandpa, at least I've got a middle name day. Isn't it exciting? And Grandma, I know just what kind of name day party I want."
"Tell us," said Grandma.
"Well, you know when you were out at the farm gathering the birches and Grandpa couldn't come, Uncle Sven said we'd all have to have a picnic out there soon. Could we make my name day cake at home some Saturday soon, and then right after church on Sunday go out to the farm and have the party in the pine grove near the brook? And instead of having the girls in Sigrid and Elsa's Sunday school class, could I just have my own this year family and my own dearest friends, both people and animals? You and Grandpa and Carl the 12th and Oscar and Teddy and all the Carlsons and, of course, Wanda and Alex and his mother and Uncle Sven and Aunt Martha and all the animals at the farm. Oh, could I?" Grandpa and Grandma laughed, and Grandpa said that sounded to him like the best possible kind of name day party, and it would certainly please Alex to see the farm and all the animals. Grandma thought the idea was good, with some slight changes. "Oscar and Carl the 12th will be happy to come, I'm sure," she said, "but Teddy would just be unhappy. We'll have to leave his treat for him here at home and give him extra coffee in the morning and another snack when we get back at night. And then, have you thought about the name day cake? What kind of pan would we have to get, and how many barrels of flour for a cake big enough for all the people and 2 horses, 2 dogs, 8 or 9 cats, 17 cows, 5 pigs, and 100 or 2 hens? But Grandma's eyes were laughing, and Nancy laughed too. "Well, maybe they won't all have to have cake," she said. The first Sunday in July was set for the party, and grown-ups and children began to make plans. The men had to decide how to get everybody out to the farm. The ladies had to plan about the food and who was to make what. Suddenly, everyone began to act mysteriously. "There are more secrets in the air than there are at Christmas time," said Grandpa. Grandma and Nancy had to have a great many consultations about the name day cake. For her party, Grandma had made a Swedish coffee cake, but she told Nancy she could choose any kind she wanted. "I think I'll have chocolate," said Nancy. "I'll have a Polish name day and a Swedish party and an American cake. Will that be all right?" Grandma said it would. "But you mustn't tell anybody but me anything about it," she added. "You be thinking about how you want to frost and decorate it." Nancy had a different idea every day. She had to spend a good deal of time with Sigrid and Elsa and Helga, for they were all planning surprises not only for Wanda, but one for Alex, too. One afternoon, Nancy came running into the kitchen just as Aunt Anna was opening a package to show Grandma. Nancy was almost sure that must be a surprise, too, because Aunt Anna quickly laid a newspaper over the package and tried to pretend it wasn't there. One day, little Helga almost told a secret. "We're going out to the farm all day the Saturday before the party," she began. "Shh, shh," said Sigrid and Elsa, and Helga put her hand over her mouth. Sigrid began to talk about something else before Nancy could ask any questions, but she couldn't help wondering what they were going to do at the farm a whole day. She knew they would make her name day crown, but that wouldn't take all day Saturday. What could it be? "Everybody seems to be planning a secret, but you and Alex and his mother, Grandpa," Nancy said. Grandpa didn't answer. Nancy looked at him. "Do you have a secret?" she asked. "I might have a little one," he said. Alex and his mother were much interested in the party, but they didn't act the least bit mysterious, so nobody guessed that they had a secret, too. The Saturday before the party came, the day for making the name day cake. Now Nancy had decided exactly what she wanted, and early in the morning she and Grandma went to work. It was fun to mix and bake the cake and see it come out of the oven exactly as a proper cake should. It was even more fun to frost it. Nancy took some of the powdered sugar Grandma gave her and mixed it with milk and a little vanilla until it was the right consistency. Then she spread it carefully over the top and sides of the cake. The top now looked like a large, oblong piece of white paper on which it would be easy to write and draw. Then she made some more frosting, but this time she used egg yolks instead of milk. They made the frosting yellow. With this lovely color, she made a border around the cake and wrote Wanda in large letters in the middle. Then she put some yellow flowers here and there. I don't know if anybody will guess that they are yellow roses, she said doubtfully. It's hard to draw with a stick dipped in frosting, much harder than to draw on paper with a pencil. But I can tell everybody what they are, and they do look nice. Now for the violets for Wanda. Grandma Nancy had a hard time trying to figure out how they could make violet-covered frosting. Suddenly, Grandma had an idea. She opened a can of last summer's blueberries. By mixing some of their juice with sugar, Nancy was able to get frosting that made good violets, and these were much easier to draw than roses. At last, the cake was done. Now, said Nancy, everything is ready for the party.